Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made in the USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E Tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. America is not the only country with media issues. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders get into it over if a woman can actually get elected. And another huge vehicle recall. This time, it's Toyota. At least two Iranian journalists at a state-owned media outlet reportedly resigned from their jobs. Another left a while back, apologizing for the 13 years I told you lies to her supporters as Tehran grapples with the fallout from protests that are stemming from a cover-up of its accidental downing of a Ukrainian airliner. The resignations come as Iranians again took to the streets in anti-government protests Monday. Many are calling for the ouster of government leaders after the shooting down of a Ukrainian passenger plane that Iran initially denied responsibility for. Tehran later walked back its denial and admitted to downing the plane in a misfire during attacks on bases in Iraq where American troops are housed. The protests have led to reported harsh crackdowns by security forces, further fragmenting the relationship between the regime, the media, and Iranians. The Tehran-based Association of Iranian Journalists said the public was witnessing a funeral for public trust. Presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren confirmed earlier reports Monday evening that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders disagreed with her that a woman could win in 2020 against President Trump. Bernie and I met for more than 2 hours in December 2018 to discuss the 2020 election, our past work together, and our shared goals, Warren said in a statement to ABC News. Among the topics that came up was what would happen if Democrats nominated a female candidate. I thought a woman could win. He disagreed. The two senators, who have been friends for nearly 20 years and have until now maintained a pact of non-aggression during the 2020 race, met up late in 2018 to talk before they announced their separate presidential bids. Well, in the statement, Warren went on to emphasize that she wanted to move on from the issue, which on the eve of the first debate of 2020 risks underscoring a brewing friction between the two progressive Democratic contenders. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was respected for his intelligence and his modesty. People thought that he would make a good leader. Quote of the day, let us run to Mary, and as her little children cast ourselves into her arms with a perfect confidence. St. Francis de Sales. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, dude, do you know someone who's a coffee snob who thinks that gourmet coffee is poured by purple-headed baristas at a $4 cafe? Well, grab your pal by the man bun and lead him over to the Founders Trading Post, where we feature the finest and tastiest hand-roasted coffees in all of America, including our newest edition, Abbey Roast, from the Benedictine Brothers of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Brother Bernard hand-roasts 9 unique blends of coffee, including their award-winning Brazilian Roast, their ultra-robust French Roast, and the aromatic Espresso Roast. We carry all of the Abbey Roast coffees and are proud to assist Brother Bernard and the Benedictine monks in their missions. Buy a bag or 9 of craft roasted Abbey Roast coffee today by heading to mikechurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Hilary. Hilary was born in Poitiers, France, sometime around the year 300. His parents were very wealthy, and they made sure that he received a good education. Hilary was raised as a pagan. Pagans worship many gods, and he thought that there could only be one true God. To learn more, Hilary read the scriptures, meeting Jesus in the Gospels and learning what Jesus taught about God. He was baptized and became a Christian. Hilary was married, had a daughter, so it was pretty surprising when he was chosen to be the Bishop of Poitiers. Hilary was respected for his intelligence and his modesty, and people thought he would make a good leader. At that time, a priest named Arius was preaching that Jesus wasn't truly God. Many people, including the emperor, began to believe in Arius's preaching. Hilary opposed these ideas and spoke out against him. The emperor punished Hilary by sending him away to a part of ancient Greece that is known today as Turkey. Hilary made good use of his 4 years in exile. He wrote important books and sermons about the Blessed Trinity. He spent the rest of his life writing and preaching. He died around 368, was named a doctor of the church by Pope Pius IX in 1851. Today he's invoked as the patron saint against snake bites. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has agreed to a period of transition while details of a more independent role for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are hammered out. After a crisis meeting of senior royals at the Queen's estate north of London, the Queen said she had agreed that Prince Harry and Meghan could split their time between the UK and Canada, but that complex matters would have to be resolved. The monarch said she had ordered final plans to be drawn up in the next few days. A former senior Treasury Department official has pleaded guilty, leaking confidential banking information that was linked to key figures in the Russia probe. Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards, a former senior advisor at the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, was charged in October 2018 with leaking highly sensitive information about suspects in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's high-profile investigation into Russia's meddling in the presidential election. Edwards, who is 41, was accused of using an encrypted app to provide a BuzzFeed journalist with confidential material, including confidential banking reports on the Russian embassy and suspicious activity reports on former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and political consultant Rick Gates. Toyota recalling nearly 700,000 vehicles in the U.S. because the fuel pumps can fail and cause engines to stall. That can increase your risk of a crash. Toyota is still developing repairs. Owners will be notified by mail in mid-March if their vehicle is affected by the recall. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day. The best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.